This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters in Islam, there is one very important truth that all Muslims, without no exception, need to understand very clearly and accept. And that is, this dunya is not a rewarding place. It was not meant for us to enjoy fully. Because if it was, Zakaria and Yahya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them, peace be upon them both, would have not been killed. If this dunya is a rewarding place, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have not been killed and tortured. If this dunya was a rewarding place, the people of Ukhdud, the people of the ditches, would have not been burned alive. We really need to reflect over this very, very clearly and understand the benefits of being tested in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us,
بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
You favor the life of this dunya, but the hereafter, Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala, is better and everlasting. And so if things didn't work out your way in this dunya while you're still alive, don't worry, the story is not yet over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in the Quran,
وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ.
And in the hereafter, there is indeed a severe punishment and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and great bounty. Because this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, this dunya is nothing but a passing time of enjoyment, very temporary. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the story of Yusuf alayhi salam in the Quran. After spending a couple of years in jail unjustly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the oppressors and he gave him power over the entire country. And at the end, Allah reminded Yusuf alayhi salam and all of us after him with one very important fact.
وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
But the reward of the hereafter is way better for those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who have taqwa, God consciousness in their heart. So even though he gained that much power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded him that this is just a passing enjoyment. This is just a temporary power. But in the hereafter is the real reward that we should be looking forward to. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam invited the people of Medina to Islam in the early stages of his da'wah, some people asked, like, what are we going to get in return? He say, lakumul jannah. You will get jannah. That's the ultimate reward that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam promised for those who take this religion seriously. So when you go through trials and tribulations, remember this. In exchange of all that pain, Jannah is waiting for you, my brothers and sisters in Islam. And that doesn't mean that you will not have some taste of enjoyment in this dunya. Don't get me wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran,
أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
So you see, my brothers and sisters, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving glad tidings to those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, develop their taqwa, their level of God consciousness, their level of awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overwatching them, and as a result they struggle to do that which is right, that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will receive their share of rewards in this dunya as well as in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not forget your portion, did not forget your share of reward in this dunya. But wal akhiratu, again, khayrun wa abqa. The hereafter is way better and everlasting. If you don't get that concept right, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you will fall into the trap of comparison, comparing your conditions and situations with others, Perhaps you look at people who are blessed with money, wealth, fame, and so on, and start questioning yourselves, why not me? Why Allah is doing this to me? I'm praying 5 times a day, I'm doing good, and so on. And this comparison is not allowed in Islam. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran.
وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى.
Don't look at those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with certain blessings, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes will use these pleasures to test people with. And perhaps Allah did not bless you in the same way because He knows that maybe you cannot handle these pleasures. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the provision that Allah had given you already, خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى, is better and everlasting. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. You remember, the hereafter is better and everlasting. Subhanallah al-Azim. So let this concept really sink very deep into your heart and into your mind, so that when you are faced with these challenges, you thank Allah for them and expect the best from Him at the end of your patience and perseverance, and of course, your contentment. So relax, my brothers and sisters, and remember, always remember,
قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا.
Tell them, O Muhammad, that this dunya and the enjoyment of this dunya is very little. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. But the hereafter is much better for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who have taqwa in their hearts. And at the end, you will never be shown injustice by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this dunya is not a rewarding place.
وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
Insha'Allah, you would be given your reward in full on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I among the people of Jannah. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Don't forget to share the content with others. May Allah reward you all. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.